start now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
5:05, welcome back, welcome to hour number two of the Alex Kuhn Show with Todd Brownlecamp. Did you call it that yesterday?
See, the Alex Kuhn Show with Kyle Mann.
It's funny you brought that up. I did not. I stay generic. I say, you're listening to KGYM Afternoon Programming, and somebody texted in wondering, oh no, what happened? Is everything okay over there? And
yeah. I just had to, they finally fired him. They finally rectified the mistake that was made 6.5 years ago. Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint. Back on the air with you for another day, Valentine's Day edition of the program here. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. All three frequencies until 6:30 tonight, and then 1600 AM steps aside for Iowa State women's basketball. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice, the UNI Panthers, set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. As we mentioned before the end of hour number one, the 6 o'clock showdown tonight will give you your chance to win a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse in Cedar Rapids. Keep them in mind if you're looking for a place to maybe grab lunch with coworkers or stop in for happy hour after you punch out. It is post-work time for most people here. I noticed something during the timeout. It was a rather lengthy timeout, and I decided to make today a two-cup day with regard to the coffee. And people are thinking, is this going to be a thing now? Is he going to talk about the coffee every single day? No. But I noticed that I was getting some what I would call cross looks from some coworkers. And I was trying, we're making small talk, and they're watching me brew my coffee. And I mentioned that somebody gifted us a Keurig machine several months ago, and I've become somewhat addicted to creating all of the waste that the Keurigs are responsible for. And it dawned on me, I have a box of the, they call them K-cups, the little cups that go into the machine that dispense the coffee. I have a box of my own K-cups. I keep them at my desk. They're my personal stash.
Correct.
I think because people see me at the coffee machine all the time, and see me making the same brand of coffee, one of the brands that's offered here, I think they feel as if I'm abusing the system because I'm hoarding the work supply of the coffee. Do I have to sort of broach that subject? Oh, I'm just making my own cup of coffee
I
here.
I sure hope not.
With my own K-cup. Do I have to be that guy?
Well, I hope not, and here's why. We always talk about how this is a copycat business and you take ideas and you steal them and you make them your own. When I saw you doing this, I went and got my own stash of coffee pods as well. And I'm pretty sure they're exactly the same brand and they're in my desk as well. So if you have to broach the subject and you're abusing the system, then so am I. So in that case, hopefully you're not crossing any boundaries here.
Now I know who to steal from when I'm running low on K-cups. 508, welcome in. I was trying to do the texter who talked about your Olympic updates yesterday a little bit of a favor here. I was trying to stay the execution, but I don't think the governor is picking up the phone anytime soon. It struck me like a bolt of lightning earlier this week. Alex Kuhn is more tuned into the Olympics than Mike Tirico, I think. And Mike Tirico is hosting the NBC coverage of my in-laws came out to our house earlier this week, and they didn't want to leave because we have cable. They don't. And they wanted to sit and watch the Olympics all day.
Smart people.
At our house, because when you don't have cable, you just get what NBC gives you at night. And so they don't like preempt the soap operas and everything. And no, not during the day. So they wanted to sit there and watch NBC Sportsnet or whatever it's called.
Yep. And there's even an Olympic channel.
You're still not selling me on the Olympics, but here now, for those of you that are tuned in or not tuned, this is actually the segment for people who are not tuned in. Iowa basketball, by the way, tips off in 20 minutes. I don't want to pretend like we're ignoring the Hawkeyes. I know we just talked about it, but we always have people that are getting in the car for the first time or turning the radio on for the first time, and they're going, hello, Iowa basketball. Yeah, we get it. 5:30 tip off tonight, they're probably going to lose. We talked about it with Scott Doctrine from thelandof10.com. If they don't, I'm going to feel like a jerk for saying that. They are double-digit underdogs tonight, not that that matters. This segment is not necessarily for the people who are following the Olympics. It's for me, because I'm not. I think I'm trying to keep a running track. I think I'm up to about 4.5 minutes of total Olympics coverage that I've consumed.
Not great.
Since the games have gotten underway, and the majority of that, curling. So half pipe snowboarding, full pipe snowboarding.
Full pipe would be a doozy.
Yeah. I'm not down with any of that. So I don't know what's going on with the Olympics. Maybe you don't either, and that's why it's time for Alex Kuhn's Olympic Updates version number 3.
So let's start with the medal count. Germany leads the way with 12, the Netherlands with 11.
Oh, Gesichtet.
The United States of America currently has 7 medals, and they just added another medal last night. You might have heard of him. Sean White, the Flying Tomato, made it 4 for 4 in snowboarding events. Red Gerard and Jamie Anderson won in slopestyle. Chloe Kim and Sean White have won in halfpipe. Sean White, with a 97.75 final score on his final run, beat Ayumu Hirano of Japan, his 95.25 score, to take home the gold medal in halfpipe just 4 years after he was finished 4th. He was off the podium in Sochi, so congratulations to Sean White just months after a really devastating injury to his face. The gold medal for Sean White was the 100th ever for the United States in Winter Games history. The United States men's hockey team, well, they blew a 2-0 lead last night and lost in overtime to Slovenia 3-2. They will take on Slovakia at 9:10 local time tomorrow and tonight. The biggest rivalry, I think, in the Winter Games. The United States women's hockey team takes on the Canadian women's hockey team at 9:10 p.m. And what's going to happen here in this tournament,
he's sliding into Mel Kuhn Jr.
Both
folks.
Teams,
do you hear it?
Both teams are guaranteed a spot in the semifinals, so they're going to play again in the gold medal game,
the medal round, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So they will play in the medal, or they will play in the almost undoubtedly in the gold medal game. But we're going to have a little bit of not necessarily an exhibition game between
appetizer.
The two, but an appetizer before the real thing. And Michaela Schifrin, who is supposed to. The downhill skier who was supposed to kick off in 2 of her events so far has had them both postponed. She was supposed to reschedule for Tuesday, and then last night they were postponed again because of wind. But she will hopefully be participating in the giant slalom, which gets underway. She hopes to medal in 4 different events, her first tonight in primetime.
So that's it. That's what's going on tonight.
As I try to give the U.S. centric snapshot of things. There's some figure skating going on, but the United States doesn't really factor in any of that.
Men's or women's figure skating?
I think both.
You're telling me that we're not a factor in men's or women's figure skating?
Correct. It's individually.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so the team event already took place.
Okay,
and
so
I had that on update number 1. The United States won
bronze. I listened to every single second of that.
They
of
won
course.
Bronze.
Yeah.
They're not
So they're good as a team. Individually, they seem to be lacking. Is that what you're saying?
I guess you could say that.
Okay.
I don't, like I said, I'm not Tara Lipinski or Johnny Weir and no, and I'm privy to.
I want you to begin dressing like Johnny Weir. I want you to come into the office every single day dressed like Johnny
so
Weir.
So like I'm ready to host the Hunger Games?
Yeah, you're stealing other people's material there. But yes, those two, they've got a good chemistry, and they, so I'm told, because I have only watched four and a half minutes of the Olympics, and I have seen people commenting about, and I've heard Alex talking about how kind of vicious they've been.
Oh, they are savage, as the kids would say.
Do you like your TV analysts to sugarcoat things, or do you like them to be Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski, where they just absolutely brutalize people? I mean, I know this is brings me back to Iowa basketball here for just a little bit, because was it maybe three home games ago, something like that, Dan Dockich was doing the game for ESPN. And Iowa fans have an immense dislike and have for quite a while with Dan Dockich, going back to a scenario with Adam Woodbury in which there was some poking of the eyes and the whatnot. Dockich was being critical of Iowa on the ESPN broadcast, and you would have thought he could run for governor in the state and would have gotten about 70% of the vote. Everybody was like, "Ah, Dockich, he tells it like it is." And I'm like, he always does that. You disagree with him when Iowa's good and winning, and he's critical.
Yep.
But if he's critical when they're losing, then he's one of the few guys that has the balls to say it. Like, look, it has to do with whether they're winning or losing. But that, to me, he sort of is the gold standard there as far as, and I think he's very good at what he does. And does he go something like Miles Bridges doesn't have any game, and then you get into semantics of what do you mean by game, and you start parsing out the words. Okay, taking it a little bit too far. But to me, there's something to be said about this approach to, they're telling you, they're brutally honest about where these people are screwing up. And I think for average Joe and Jane Smith sitting on the couch at home in Robbins, Iowa, or Cedar Rapids, or wherever they would be watching the Olympics, I think that sort of strikes a chord with the average person.
Well,
look at all these people aren't so perfect after all. They're getting taken down a peg.
Well, I think in this case, they have to be like that. Because when average Joe, me, watching figure skating, everything
looks
great.
Average Joe's, that's the second reference to the movie Dodgeball.
Yes.
On today's show.
Everything looks great to me. Wow, that's an impressive twist.
Kyle, no, if you come kicking the door in with a Patches O'Houlihan reference on the big board.
Far too under-rotated.
Yeah. What was the slot machine falls on? Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, Rip Torn's character doesn't make it to the end. The legendary dodgeball coach, Patches O'Houlihan. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker text line. It's available for you to use to reach out to us. And Alex Kuhn's Olympic updates will continue throughout the entirety of the games, which I'm told will wrap up at some time between now and early June. What is this, another week and a half? What do we got?
I think the 24th, I believe, is the last day, or it's either the 24th or the...
Well, that's unfortunate for our listeners, because that's a Saturday, and we're not on the air. So the final, if you want to put it on your calendar there, texters who don't like the Alex Kuhn Olympic updates, it looks like February 23rd is going to be the final day for the Alex Kuhn Olympic
updates. Yeah, actually, it's the 25th, so it's the same. The last day is the 25th. That's the closing ceremonies, but competition ends on the 25th.
When is the next big day for the United States? Like TV viewing. Something that we're good at and we know we can. By the way, I think
tonight.
Rocking the U.S. baseball jacket today. I'm Uncle Sam.
I think that there's more intrigue, and at least from me, with the U.S. women's hockey team than there is with the men's hockey team. Based on their performance today against Slovenia, their loss in overtime, blowing a 2-0 lead, and Russia's too good, Sweden's too good. I don't think the men are going to do very well, but the women, if they can avenge their two silver medals in a row against Canada, those two teams, whenever they clash it out, it makes for entertaining hockey. And it's after sitting there watching them blow that 3-1 lead with 2 minutes remaining in that gold medal match in Sochi, I really hope they can get it done this time, because it would be really heartbreaking for them if they can't.
2917 on the text line says, I get not liking the World Cup because soccer is not everybody's cup of tea, but there has to be something that you have interest in at the Winter Olympics. That's directed at me, and I have been over this. This is not new ground that we're tilling here. The answer is no. I was never a big X Games guy, and that's where a lot of the Winter Olympics sports have come from, the X Games, snowboarding and things of that nature. Downhill skiing to me is the same as watching a NASCAR event on TV. I'm watching to see if somebody runs into the wall on turn three, and that's not how I want to watch sporting events. I don't watch the NFL to see somebody get concussed, but the only reason that I really ever stop and watch something like downhill skiing is this guy going to biff it? And they've been having a hard time lately with the... It was on in the background the other day at home, and I saw a guy just wiped out, and it looked absolutely brutal. Skis went flying. He went into the snow fence, whatever you want to... And there are poles in the ground, and he was... Every single one of them for about... here I am laughing. The guy was probably cracked ribs and God knows what else.
I don't know. A lot of people wonder why I'm the kind of the polar opposite of you, because like you, I don't have any experience in any of these sports. But for some reason... And somebody said that, well, this is not a replacement for football. Somebody put that on the text line.
Which
of course,
it's not.
Of course it's not, but football's not happening right now.
Could you imagine?
Baseball's not happening right now.
The curling draft coverage.
If football...
Mel Kuhn Jr. takes us through the stone throwing of... is that the right throwing? Because technically it's sliding.
Sliding.
But I think you throw... I don't want to get off on a...
I know there was
a curling club... I believe there still is one here in Eastern Iowa, and this came up 4 years ago, and I can't remember whether Scott and Mark went out and tried it or they were talking about going out and trying it. Here's the thing. These are all world-class athletes. This is what I don't necessarily like the Winter Olympics. What I appreciate about the Winter Olympics is that these are all world-class athletes, and anytime you have world-class anybody, you have to sort of give the Derek Jeter nephew respect hat tip. You know what I'm talking about there. Curling is something that every single person who watches it on TV looks at and says, I can do that. And I guarantee, and I've never curled a second in my life other than 12-ounce curls, guys. You know what I'm talking about there. Ha, ha, ha. I've never done it in my life. I can guarantee you right now it's probably harder than hell.
Yeah, but at least it's not a sport where you
heavy
would get
stones, sliding on ice,
injured or pass away from.
Shuffling side to side on ice and the sweeping with the brooms.
I'm not sure what that accuracy does, but...
It alters the course of the stone because if you sweep fast enough, the ice will sort of melt. It gets warm, and then that's how you steer.
Oh, look at you.
I curling told you expert. The only sport that I particularly care for with the Winter Olympics is curling. 5:23, Iowa has had such an abysmal basketball season that the Hawkeyes and Wolverines tip off in 7 minutes, and we have been leading up to the game talking curling and the Winter Olympics. You're flipping around, you're on the Hawkeye Network, and you're like, yeah, let's see what the guys that aren't on the network, that aren't obligated to say nice things about the Hawkeyes, maybe they're spitting a little truth today at 5:23. Clicks over on the radio. Here's the thing with curling. You're sitting on the couch, and you think you can do... Back to Dolph.
It is what it is, Tom.
I would like to try curling. I would like to try curling sometime. And
you should go to Colorado Springs.
Well, that's where the U.S. Olympic
Right, and somebody
training ground is right.
Somebody's one of my friends has been there, and they say that half of it is where the people train, but half of it is teaching your average Joe how to do it. There are lessons that you can take. So if I'm ever in the Colorado Springs area, I'd love to do that. And I think we had somebody offer up short track speed skating lessons on our KGYM Facebook page. I'd love to do that too. I'd take whoever that was up on that offer too. I'll give that a try.
How about watching it to cheer the USA? I'm not going to watch a Red Sox-Yankees game just to cheer for a team. No, not really. I know that this is a great place to live. It's not predicated on whether somebody wins a silver medal in an event. It doesn't make me feel any better about being an American that somebody takes home the bronze medal in the 200 meter slalom. Is that an actual
slalom is an event?
I know slalom is an event. I'm throwing a distance out there.
I don't know about 200 meters. That seems a little bit short.
It's a sprint. It's the slalom version of the sprint.
That's probably
they're about constantly adding new events to the Olympics. 4 years from now, this very well could be a thing. You shoot right out of the gate, you slalom once, you're done.
My favorite is the snowboard cross.
Don't have any idea what that is.
Six snowboarders going down the side of the mountain racing each other.
Oh, when they're... Yeah, I think I played that in a video game at one point in time on the PS3. 525, step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Before we do, Mantality. It's a place that you probably heard quite a bit about here on KGYM. You can check out their website, lowtusa.com, and you can learn a little bit more about the effects of low testosterone. It's something that men over the age of 40 specifically deal with, although it can set in much earlier than that. Mantality can treat you, get you feeling like your old self, get those testosterone levels back up to where they need to be. Sort of appropriate talking about this on Valentine's Day, because loss of sex drive, low libido, is one of the things that could be a warning sign that you're suffering from low testosterone. Again, Mantality is located in North Liberty. You can make your appointment simply by going to their website, lowtusa.com. 527, we're going to step aside and take a quick break. More of the Todd Brolkamp Show on the way after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse, you know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure, and this year they're hosting the countdown to the event. Sign up now and registration is only $15. You get the early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Join Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and support the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure this summer. Register now and get the early bird discount at diabetes.org/corridorclassic.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in to Eastern Iowa's number one source of Olympic updates, KGYM, the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. If you got to have something to hang your hat on, hang it on something involving the United States, because people will blindly follow. They're listening right now just because they want to get the U.S. But for the people who think that I hate the United States for whatever reason, just because I don't like the Winter Olympics, can you tell them what I'm wearing today?
You're wearing a USA baseball jacket.
Yeah. Baseball is not part of the Winter Olympics, although it'd be a lot more interesting if it was. playing it in the snow. 529, here's Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men have lost four of their last five, and they're on the road tonight with their third consecutive ranked opponent, number 22, Michigan. Michigan's trying to make a late push to solidify itself in the NCAA tournament field, while Iowa is just a half game out of last place in the Big Ten. It's an early tip time at 5:30, and we'll keep you posted once that game gets going. Preseason baseball honors continue to be announced, and today the Big Ten named Iowa senior Tyler Cropley and junior Zach Daniels and Robert Neustrom to the conference's honors list. The coaches also selected the Hawkeyes to finish sixth in the conference standings. Iowa State lost to 13th-ranked Kansas last night in Hilton Coliseum, 83-77. The Cyclones cut a 12-point deficit to only 4 with 20 seconds left, but were unable to seal the deal. Cameron Lard continued his strong play with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Zoran Talley had his best game of the season with 15. And Nick Weiler-Babb returned from injury to turn in 15 points, 8 boards, and 5 assists in limited minutes. UNI continued its struggles scoring the ball, scoring just 47 points on 27% shooting. But plot twist, that was good enough to get the win over Evansville last night, 47-41. Lost in the disappointing season as the Panthers boast the MVC's best scoring defense, and they held Evansville to its lowest scoring output of conference play. Hunter Rhodes led with 12 points, and Bennett Cook had 10 and 9 boards in his return to the starting lineup. Beginning at 6:30 tonight, we're going to be on our North and South Gym FM frequencies exclusively because we've got the Iowa State women on the road at TCU on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
You could totally play baseball in the winter. It's not going to be colder in Pyeongchang than it could be for some Colonels opening nights. Colonels, opening in April. You can check out their schedule, colonels.com. Speaking of baseball, Baseball America, their new prospect handbook is out. They release this every year.
I saw it sitting on your desk.
And Mason McCoy, former Iowa infielder, listed as the biggest sleeper in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Now, he's not in the top 30 prospects, but they think that he's a guy who could move through the minors pretty quickly. And Jack Dom, our friend from Mount Mercy, the former Iowa baseball coach, he likes his game. He likens him a little bit to a Ben Zobrist, kind of a utility guy. And look where the game of baseball is going. Carve out a nice role for yourself if you can play a number of positions and hit the ball as well as McCoy does. Gary Reim, a play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, set to join us next to talk about that riveting win last night.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney. Coupon valid 2H214. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Score excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Then I think that would be an appealing destination for him. A team that was in the playoffs this year, in the AFC Championship this year, has a top-level defense and a great running game, would be appealing.
ESPN's Dan Graziano, who was a guest on SportsCenter, the Jets making it official, naming Jeremy Bates as their new offensive coordinator. Also, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Raiders will not bring back kicker Sebastian Janikowski, ending his 18-year run with the franchise.
Hey, it's the Gaps. Join us Thursday. We're going to talk some hoops. Tim Legler going to join us. Zach Lowe going to join us. And Chris Sims will join us to tell us his 24th best quarterback in the NFL. That's Thursday in the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Stu Gatz, on ESPN Radio.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney. Coupon valid 2H214. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Score excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you?
Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is what Las Vegas sounds like most of the time. But on March 4th, thanks to Pennzoil, the City of Lights is going to sound a lot more like this. Get ready for March 4th in Las Vegas as the world's best drivers compete for the ultimate jackpot in the Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics to get complete protection for top engine performance and go all in on race day. Visit Pennzoil.com/Pennzoil400 to learn more.
For Valentine's Day, I got my husband a 23andMe kit so he could discover more about himself through his DNA. He received over 75 detailed online reports about his health and ancestry, and he's fallen in love with himself in a whole new way, a genetic kind of way.
I am a Viking warrior.
Yeah, guess who discovered that his DNA is 18% Scandinavian?
This Valentine's Day, get 20% off your home DNA kit when you order today at 23andMe.com. Offer ends February 14th.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way. All three KGYM frequencies, 1600 on the AM dial, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids, our South and North gyms, respectively. 6 o'clock showdown on the way tonight in hour number three. Your chance to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Field House right here in Cedar Rapids. It is Wednesday. It's 4:30. That's usually the time that we chat with the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima. And I don't know where to start with this game last night. Todd Licklider would approve. Final score 47-41. UNI knocks off Evansville, but did you have to have your partner poke you in the ribs to keep you awake during that thing last night? How'd you get through that game, Gary?
Well, I tell you what, it was not a thing of beauty. We will admit that, but I tell you what, I know it was a low-scoring game, but just to think that we were going to finally break through and get another win and just keep some slimmest of slim hopes alive that maybe we can get out of those Thursday games in St. Louis if we could win out. I told Kevin after the game, I don't care if we won 107-101 or 47-41. We just needed a W. These guys needed a win. And yeah, you knew it was going to be a low-scoring game, but you know, didn't think it would be in the 40s for both teams. When we played Evansville at their place just four games ago, that game was 57-49. So it was interesting. We held them to 41 this time and only could muster 47, but enough to win. But guys, we just needed a W, and it was good to celebrate a win, and I thought we did see some good things out of the Panthers that maybe moving forward they can use now down the stretch of the regular season.
So any way they could, they needed to get a victory over Evansville. Now the final three games of the regular season, two on the road, one against Illinois State, one against Valparaiso, and then at home against Missouri State. If the Panthers are going to win two of three or possibly all three, is it safe to say they're going to need to play better offensively than they have been?
Yeah, there's no doubt, because Illinois State's a much better offensive team. Valpo, they were a team that we did a great job on them defensively for about 30 minutes, and then in the last, it might have been about the last 6-7 minutes, they scored like 35, 38 points, and just we couldn't stop them. So, and Missouri State's got the preseason player of the year in Alizé Johnson, who can really get them going. So if we can't break 50 in our next three games, we probably won't be able to chalk up any more W's in the regular season. So definitely got to play better. But the part of it, the way Evansville plays, guys, they play so deliberate. And even when they were behind by 15 points last night, they didn't hurry anything up at their offensive end. They work a lot of time off the shot clock. They're looking for certain things, and they don't try and speed the game up. So it was a low possession, low scoring game. I really think moving forward, you're going to see much better offense, not only out of you and I, but out of our opponent. But I think this team can do it. I like the lineup Coach Jacobson used last night. I think there's some positive you can take out of that. So We'll see what happens on Saturday. It's interesting, the next two road games are teams we beat at home. We took care of Illinois State at our place pretty handily. We beat Valpo at our place. Then we finish up the regular season at home a week from Saturday against Missouri State in a team that beat us by three at their place, and we were right there to knock them off. So I think this team's got a chance to finish on a, with some momentum going to St. Louis, but got to take it one game at a time, as the coach says, and be ready for Illinois State on Saturday.
You and I, play-by-play man Gary Reimel, with us on a Wednesday edition of the program. You said you liked the lineup that Jacobson used last night. What specifically caught your fancy?
Well, first of all, I just think Bennett Cook's been playing some really good basketball, and we needed him back in the starting lineup. And when we started off down 9-0 to Drake just a couple of minutes into that game and turned it over on five of our six first possessions, the first three possessions didn't even get a shot up at the basket. I just think Bennett needs to be in there. Nothing against Austin Fite, because I like Austin Fite's game, and I think he's going to have a good career at UNI. But Bennett needed to be back in that starting lineup, and Coach inserted him back in after the Drake game. And then Hunter Rhodes is a guy that the transfer from Kirkwood Community College, kid from Canton, Illinois, just a scrappy, gutty, tough little player. And it's what we need right now out of that guard spot. And the reason he got the start, guys, is because Juwan McLeod has been nursing a bad back. He's actually been trying to just kind of tough through it. And in the last 10 days, it's been bothering him. And they thought if they could give him last night off, today's an off day, he maybe can feel good enough to be back at it on Thursday. But I liked Hunter Rhodes at that point guard spot. Led us in scoring, played a lot of minutes, good defender. I just think that helped us get off to a good start. We had a good finish with that lineup at the end of the first half on a 10-0 run. I think moving forward, having those three seniors, Carlson and Rhodes and Cook, right out of the gate, I think this gives this team a chance maybe to finish strong.
Tywan Pickford, his rebounding numbers aren't down at all, but he looks like he's in a little bit of a shooting slump at this point. His minutes have gone down just a little bit. Is fatigue an issue at this point? Because I can't help but notice that he was playing right around 30 to 35 minutes tonight, and it looks like Coach Jacobson has scaled back those minutes just a little bit.
Well, and he's actually done that with everybody, Alex. Even Clint Carlson, he said, was logging too many minutes in the middle part of the season. They wanted to get him under 30 minutes, if at all possible. Now, last night he logged a lot of minutes. But as far as Tywan Pickford, as far as fatigue, I don't think it's physical. If anything, it's maybe on the mental part of it, all the game prep and the studying, the scouting and the film studying. I think for a true freshman that can mentally wear you down. I watch him at practice, and he still has all the energy he had early in the year. He's healthy. He looks good. And he is in a bit of a shooting slump. But, man, the way he continues to go after rebounds at both ends of the floor tells me that physically he's not wore down as a freshman. But there could possibly be a little bit of that mental fatigue from all the preparation that it takes game in and game out. And actually, I think with us having that Tuesday night game last night and not playing till Saturday, getting a day off, I think we'll see the guys even more refreshed now with these three games left to go.
You talk about getting run down and mental fatigue and everything. How are you doing calling this season? There have been a lot of ups and downs, and you're like the players. You're there for every game. It's got to have taken its toll on you.
Well, it gets frustrating when you know that you feel like your basketball team that you're following, that you're covering, is pretty good, and they're just not playing up to their potential or their capabilities, after what they did in the non-conference part of the season. So I'm like the fans. You get frustrated when you're looking at that record and maybe you're losing some games. You think that you should find a way to win, and you're also looking at the possible first time ever under Coach Jacobson having to play on Thursday in St. Louis. Nobody wants to play on Thursday in St. Louis. It's just such a tough road to the championship game of the conference tournament and a possible berth in the NCAA tournament. And and no team has ever had to play on Thursday and even made it to the championship game. One team made it to the semifinals out of Thursday, but that's it. So, and like last year when the Panthers finished 9-9 in the league and had the 3 seed, you go to St. Louis thinking, you know what, we catch a little magic this weekend, put together 3 good games. We can go to the NCAA tournament. And then when you start looking at this year and you see the gauntlet of a schedule you'd have to play, and knowing nobody's ever gone from Thursday to the championship game on Sunday, it can be frustrating. But, I enjoy every game that I get a chance to do. You know, last night, I know that was not textbook basketball, wasn't pretty basketball, probably was hard to watch. At times in a low-scoring game like that, but it's still a lot of fun to cover this team, to talk with these guys, to hang around with the coaches and broadcast the game. So, you know, as we get frustrated when things don't go right, it still feels like something good could come out of this season. And until, I love what Coach Jacobson said to his players after the loss against Drake. He said to him, has it been decided who's going to the NCAA tournament out of the Missouri Valley Conference? Has that been decided yet? And, you know, rhetorical question, but no, it hasn't. So every team in the league is playing for that berth to the NCAA tournament. It doesn't matter if the Panthers are the 5 seed or the 7, 8, 9, 10 seed, you still have that chance. It's a tough shot if you're playing on Thursday. So with that still dangling out there, that we still have that possibility in front of us going to St. Louis, I'm still optimistic, still fired up, still looking forward to what this team can do. And guys, for all 10 teams that go to St. Louis that first weekend in March, everybody's in the same boat. Doesn't matter if you're the 1 seed or the 10 seed, you're going to have to win that tournament, it looks like, to go to the NCAA tournament. So we'll see how it plays out, but I'm already looking forward to the trip to Bloomington Normal this weekend. It's my favorite road arena in the league, guys. I love Redbird Arena. You walk in there, it just feels like big time college basketball, and it's just a little bit smaller Hilton Coliseum, and it's designed and laid out for basketball. So I'm looking forward to our annual trip to Normal, Illinois, to see if we can put a second win together here at the end of the season.
Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the Panthers, with us. 5 o'clock, Illinois State hosting you and I on Saturday. We're not going to get a chance to talk to you before the Valparaiso game. They are new to the MVC this year. Is this your first trip to Valpo, or have you ever taken in a Crusaders game there before?
I have never been to their arena, never called a game there. It is interesting, though, with my Cedar Valley Court Kings basketball team last year, we had to play a game in Fort Wayne, Indiana on a Saturday afternoon, and we traveled on Friday part way and actually stayed in Valparaiso, Indiana overnight, and then went the rest of the way in the morning to Fort Wayne. So I have been to Valparaiso, but never been in their arena, never done a game there. And looking forward to it. They got some history in that basketball program too, and they got a nice team, and I think they're finding out what it's like to play in the Missouri Valley Conference, game in and game out, week in and week out. It's a good league. Teams really prepare hard. There's good coaches, good players, and we'll see if we can't sweep the regular season series with them on again another Tuesday night game during the regular season here in league play.
Well, I'm going to turn the tables on you here, since you've never been to Valparaiso before. You just had the one stop there. Pix Tavern. That's Pix with 2 K's. It's a steakhouse. You're going to think you're in downtown Chicago.
I'm there. I'm taking KB there on Monday night.
Okay.
That's where we'll go.
Okay, and you'll have to let me know how it is.
Full report on it next Wednesday. My go-to place in Normal, Illinois, Bloomington Normal, is Jim's Steakhouse. It's a really cool, long-standing, great eating establishment. They got a big grand piano in there, like a piano bar. Guys, they're playing the piano. I'll probably have to grade it out and compare it to Jim's Steakhouse in Bloomington Normal, compared to Pix in Valparaiso.
All right. Gary Rima's trip around the valley needs to be a segment sold on KGYM.
Yeah, yeah. There's a AAA broadcaster, Steve Klauke of the Salt Lake Bees. He goes to all the diners, drive-ins, and dive stops that are in the PCL towns. Maybe we can do something similar with Gary. We appreciate it, Gary. Have a safe trip to the Bloomington Normal area, and we'll catch you 5 o'clock Saturday night.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us on the program as he does every Wednesday. UNI, not pretty last night.
27% from the field they shot and won a game.
Yeah. That was an acid flashback to some of the Licklider era games in Iowa City, but an ugly win is better than a pretty loss.
That is true.
And Iowa's had a lot of pretty losses this year. We talked a little bit about that previously on the pro. You get tired of losing 193 or 92-81, stuff like that. I mean, scoring is exciting. Winning is more exciting, even if it's an ugly game like last night's for you and I.
When we had Woodja, when you were gone last Thursday, I asked Kyle, would you rather have a team, coach a team, so would you rather be Ben Jacobson or Fran McCaffrey, a team that can score but can't defend,
ooh,
or a team that can't score but can defend?
I'm going to take the team that can defend, because every once in a while you're going to be able to score. But if you can defend, if you can keep the other team from scoring, you can win those 47-41 type games. I've been gone a lot. It just dawned on me. I've been gone a lot lately. Day here, day there.
To take some time off.
It's an okay time to take some time. I never like being away, but yesterday was fantastic and got to spend the day home with my son, and he's walking now. He was 19 months old yesterday, but most of you will know he was born very, very early, so we're still playing a little bit of catch up, but we're mobile and walking around now, which is, as many of you know as parents, a complete and total game changer. We always appreciate Gary stopping by on Wednesdays. Again, you and I on the road Saturday, 5 o'clock tip-off, as Illinois State will entertain the Panthers. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
A beer, a game of pool, and people who don't annoy you. That's all you're looking for. Just a place where you can relax, play a friendly or serious game of pool, and have a stellar mug of beer. That's TCB Pool Hall. 10 full-size pool tables you can rent by the hour, a great choice of beers, and people 21 and over who aren't trying to impress anybody. It's so normal, it's almost weird. Rack and roll at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo Saloon in downtown Iowa City.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure. Registration is just $15 when you sign up now at diabetes.org/corridor classic.
Welcome back in, 5:53. Pardon my lapse there momentarily on Mountain Time. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. A big thank you to Gary Rima for catching up with us earlier today. As we mentioned, the Panthers in Illinois State, and then it's off to Valparaiso. And this basketball season can't be over soon enough, especially for, well, pretty much every team in the state. Iowa and Michigan going at it right now at Chrysler Arena. They are approaching the under 9-minute mark. Michigan is up 5, 21-16. Stop me if you've heard this one before. The Hawkeyes got out to a big lead early on, and then Michigan climbed back into the game. It was a 7-0 lead, then it was 9-2, and the next thing you knew, it was 9-8, and now Michigan is up.
7-0 run. and you look up about 5 minutes later and you see some runouts and layups for Michigan. But they're still in the game. But as I said during during the break, still a lot of basketball to play, and second halves on the road have not been kind to the Iowa Hawkeyes.
We have a tremendous opportunity for you to take home tickets to see T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center. That collaboration is coming up Saturday, June 23rd. All you need to do is listen to The Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. They are on before us every day from 3 to 4. And DJ Duker is going to recite a lyric. I would say rhyme. I don't believe they're all rhymes. And all you have to do is identify whether that lyric is associated with a T-Pain, Ja Rule, or Mike Jones production. And you're going to be winning tickets to that show. Again, the date for the show, Saturday, June 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets went on sale last Friday. You can get them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. But you can also win them for free and listen to a very uncomfortable Mark Dukes, although he seems to have embraced the persona of DJ Duker. And I, even though I was not here yesterday, I was on Twitter. I saw you are now acting as his agent.
Yes.
Trying to get him some gigs. He will come and DJ your event. DJ Duker.
I am his agent. I don't know if he wants me
How's
to be
business?
Or not.
How's business?
It's going.
Okay. The things we do. I you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it. The things we do here at KGYM to keep you guys entertained. Hopefully you do as well. 6:30 tonight, by the way, we're going to be stepping aside on 1600 AM. Just as a programming note for those of you who listen to us on the AM side of the radio button. You can't say dial anymore. I don't know what the terminology is anymore. I grew up with a dial. But now you just beep, 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 punch buttons. If you listen to us on the AM band, that's, I guess, the technical term for it. 6:30 tonight, Iowa State women's basketball will take precedence over this show, so you'll have to finish up on the FM side of things. 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. We mentioned the Hawkeyes and the Wolverines going at it at Chrysler Arena. Nice pink shoes tonight on the Michigan players. Is it helping them shoot the lights out against the Hawkeyes? I can't tell you right now because I'd be stepping on Kyle's not pink shoes. Another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. They're not pink, are they?
Okay. The Iowa men have lost 4 of their last 5, and they're on the road tonight with their third consecutive ranked opponent, number 22, Michigan. Michigan's trying to make a late push to solidify itself in the NCAA tournament field, while Iowa's just a half game out of last place in the Big Ten. It was an early tip, so they're already underway, and the game was once tied at 14, but Michigan now leads 24-20 at the 8-minute media timeout. Preseason baseball honors continue to be announced, and today the Big Ten named Iowa senior Tyler Cropley and juniors Zach Daniels and Robert Neustrom to the conference's honors list. The coaches also selected the Hawkeyes to finish 6th in the conference standings. Iowa State lost to 13th-ranked Kansas last night in Hilton Coliseum, 83-77. The Cyclones cut a 12-point deficit to only 4 with 20 seconds left, but were unable to seal the deal. Cameron Lard continued his strong play with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Zoran Talia had his best game of the season with 15. And Nick Weiler-Babb returned from injury to turn in 15 points, 8 boards, and 5 assists in limited minutes. UNI continued its struggle scoring the ball, scoring just 47 points on 27% shooting. But plot twist, that was good enough to get the win over Evansville last night, 47-41. Lost in the disappointing season is that the Panthers boast the MVC's best scoring defense, and they actually held Evansville to its lowest scoring output of conference play. Beginning at 6:30, we're going to be on our North and South Gym FM frequencies exclusively because we've got the Iowa State women on the road at TCU on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
The Fieldhouse in Cedar Rapids is on First Avenue. They have tremendous lunch specials and a great happy hour featuring $2 domestic pints and well drinks. Domestic bottles are just $2.50. And if you're a craft beer aficionado, you can get $3 craft beer pints during happy hour at the Fieldhouse. We've got a $30 gift certificate for you. The 6 o'clock showdown kicks off hour number 3 right here on KGYM.